ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹாம். ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குருச்சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹாம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தே சாந்தே சாந்திஹி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹாம். ஹரிஹி ஓம். பிருஹதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் சாப்டர் 6 மந்த்ரா 6.2.16. அத்தயே யஜ்ஞேன தானேன தபசா லோகாஞ்சயந்தீம் தே தூமம் அபிசம்பவந்தீம் தூமாத் ராத்ரிம் ராத்ரேர் அபக்ஷயமான பக்ஷம் அபக்ஷீயமான பக்ஷாத் யான் ஷண் மாசான் தக்ஷிணாதித்ய ஏதீம் மாசேப்ய பித்ருலோகம் பித்ருலோகாச் சந்திரம் தே சந்திரம் பிராப்ய அன்னம் பவந்தீம் தாம் தத்ர தேவாஹ யதா சோமம் ராஜானம் ஆப்யாயஸ்வ அபக்ஷீயஸ்வேதீம் ஏவமேனாம் தத்ர பக்ஷயந்தீம் தேஷாம் யதாம் தத் பர்யவைதீம் அதேமமேவ ஆகாஷம் அபினிஷ்பத்யந்தே ஆகாஷாத் வாயும் வாயோர் விருஷ்டிம் விருஷ்டே பிருத்திவீம் தே பிருத்திவீம் பிராப்ய அன்னம் பவந்தி தே புனஹ புருஷாக்னௌ ஹூயந்தே ததோ யோஷாக்னௌ ஜாயந்தே லோகான் பிரத்யுத்தாயினஹ த ஏவமேவ அனுபரிவர்த்தந்தே அதய ஏதௌ பந்தானௌ ந விதுஹு தே கீடாஹ பதங்காஹ யதிதம் தந்தசூகம் இதி த்விதீயம் ப்ராஹ்மணம். ஸோ ஹியர் 3 டாபிக்ஸ் ஆர் டிஸ்கஸ்ட் இன் திஸ் மந்த்ரா அண்ட் தே ஆர் கிருஷ்ணகதி கிருஷ்ணகதி சாதனம் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ அதோகதி த பாத் ஆஃப் ரிட்டர்ன். ஸோ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வி வில் டேக் அப் த கிருஷ்ணகதி சாதனாஸ் டு கோ த்ரூ கிருஷ்ணகதி அண்ட் டு ரீச் ஸ்வர்கலோகா. ஸோ தி சாதனாஸ் செட் ஹியர் ஆர் யஜ்ஞ தானம் அண்ட் தபா. தே ஆர் ரிப்பீட்டட்லி எம்ஃபசைஸ்ட் எவ்ரிவேர் இன் த ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ். Earlier also we saw in Brihadaranyaka itself, yajnena danena tapasam anashakena tam etam brahmanaah vividishanti. We saw this mantra earlier. And also in the 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, trivida yajnaha, trivida danam, trivida tapas, all these things like ahara astvapi sarvasya trividau bhavati priyaham யஜ்ஞஸ்தபஸ்ததாதானம் தேஷாம் வேதமிதம் ஸ்ருணு. தி லார்ட் செட் த ஹோல் 17 சாப்டர் டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் 3 டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் யஜ்ஞாஸ், 3 டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் தானம், 3 டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் தபஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் தட். அண்ட் கிருஷ்ணா ஆல்சோ டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் இட் இன் த 18th சாப்டர் ஆல்சோ. யஜ்ஞதானதப கர்ம ந த்யாஜ்யம் காரியமேவ தத் யஜ்ஞோ தானம் தபஸ்சைவ பாவனானி மனிஷினாம். So all this, they indicate that these three are considered to be very important sadhanas. Yajna means worship of the Lord, and dana means charity, our contribution in cash, time, kind, consoling words, or simple smile even, contributions of any of those kinds. And finally, tapas, self-control, self-discipline, moderation, avoidance of excesses. So it becomes yoga bhavati dukkha yukta swapna avabodasya so tapas also includes all these upavasadi sharira peetanam. We have seen that willful denial of comfort, certain types of self denial, self mastery. So, but what is missing here? All this yajna, dana, tapas is said, but what is missing here is upasana. That is not there. Therefore, they do not get to higher lokas. If upasana is also added, then it will take them to through Shukla Gati. So these people do not do upasanas. So these are all Krishna Gati sadhanani. And next is Krishna Gati devatas. They are also given, who serve as guides for these people. We already saw these things in the Shukla Gati. Similar thing is done here also. So Dhumam Abhisambhavanti, Dhuma Devata, the Devata of smoke, not the smoky Devata, the Devata of smoke, presiding over smoke. That is one Devata. And next one is Dhumat Ratri, the Ratri Devata presiding over the night. And the next one is Krishna Paksha Devata. But here the word Krishna Paksha is not used, but it puts Apakshiyamanaha Pakshaha, in which moon is waning. That is why in this, all the devatas are associated with darkness principle, which are not bright. For example, smoke, Ratri, Krishna Paksha, they are not bright. That is why the path is called dark path or Krishna Gati. There is no brightness. Compared to the Shukla Gati, the bright path. And this Krishna Gati is called dark path. And this is the significance of the name dark path. So from devatas, what should we understand now? Dhuma Devata will take him to Ratri Devata. And Ratri Devata will take him to Krishna Paksha Devata. And Krishna Paksha Devata to Dakshinayana Devata. So the mantra says, Yan Shanmasan Dakshina Aditya. So when the sun turns southward, Dakshina Aditya. So when it turns southward, Dakshina means it's an indeclinable word. It's not the Dakshina which we give to priests and all. So lean southwards. So like Dakshina Murti. So this Dakshinayana Devata will take the ritualist Karmi to Pitru Loka. And from Pitru Loka, he goes to Chandra Loka. Here it is the name of the place. Chandra Loka alone is generally called heaven. And there he becomes Annam. Annam means food for the Devas. And Shankaracharya says that food means all the devatas in the heaven make use of this person for all their daily work. He is called Annam, Bhogyaha for devatas. How? They make use of them just as Somarasa, repeatedly, because devas or devatas are supposed to be drinking the Somarasa. Because in Soma Yaga, this Somarasa is offered to various devatas through fire. So Somarasa means a juice which is crushed out of Soma creeper. And the creeper is called the Soma because it is blessed by moon, the Chandra Devata. So the Soma creeper grows well with moonlight. And Soma means moon god. So Soma creeper and Soma juice. So this Soma is given by ritualists to devatas. So not directly, but through the Agni. And what do they do? The devas enjoy drinking Somarasa. And when emptied, they fill up the cup again and keep on drinking again and again. So api, the mantra says, apakshiyasvam, apyayasvam, drink, empty, fill up again, drink. So they repeatedly make use of the ritualists. And what is the advantage? It is like a driver of an air-conditioned car. Even though he is a driver, he can enjoy air condition. Like a dog of a film actress or something like that. Perhaps who wants that kind of a thing? Instead you can gain self-knowledge and get directly moksha. But one can go through all these sadhanas and all that thing if they want to take that gati, Krishna gati, and go to Devaloka and become a servant there like a driver of air-conditioned car. So you try to gain moksha instead of going to Devaloka. One can do that, jnana marga. So yada tat paryavaiti. When that punya karma gets depleted, exhausted, what punya karma? The punya coming out of yajna dana tapak karma. Of all of them, they come back. Here, an incidental point we should note. If a person practices yajna dana tapa, all that thing, he is supposed to go to swargaloka and he will come back. Therefore, kshene punye matyaloka vishanti. Therefore, we are not interested in swargaloka. Then a doubt might come. Does that mean whether we can give up yajna dana tapa karma? Okay, I want to go through Jnana Marga. So let me go to Jnanam. Let me go straight away to Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, get Jnanam and go to Moksha. Can that be done? For that, our answer is one cannot. One should not give them up. Why? If I am not interested in Swargaloka, then why cannot I give them up? Yadi sadhya icha nasti kimartham sadhana anushtanam. Why should we do anushtana at all if I don't have even any desire for moksha? So sadhyartham hi sadhana anushtanam, always. So for that, the answer Acharya gives is the same yajna dana tapa karma can be performed for the other purpose also. For mokshartham api, one must do for moksha. Just by changing the attitude, we can get better loka. Yajnada anatabha karma natyajyam karyam evatat natyajyam yajnodanam tapaschaiva pavanani manishinam. The crucial word here is pavanani. Krishna said, the very same karma can prepare a person for moksha by giving him what? Sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, guru prapti, by giving opportunity for doing shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. So we should get time to do all of them. So we require finite punyam for sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, guru prapti, shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, for all of them. So ideal conducive situation, including good health, we require another type of punya, which is spiritual punya. So to get swarga, we require materialistic punyam. Punyam is actually of two types. One is material. Actually, Preyo Marga and Shreyo Marga, all that we saw in Katopanishad. So two types of punyam. One is material, related to material. And the second one is spiritual. Therefore, moksharthi, the person who is the seeker of moksha or Vedantic student, requires lot of spiritual punyam. So for that also, one has to do the same yajna, dana, and tapakarma with a slight change in attitude. In what? In the sankalpa. What is the sankalpa we went make? Mamopata samasta durdakshayadvara shri parameshara prityartham. Nothing else afterwards except jnana vairagya sampadanartham. Idam karma ardhanam idam yajnam tapaha karishye. That's it. None other thing is asked. Jnana vairagya sampadanartham. This is an aside point, but one should remember that this cannot be left by anybody. Therefore, yajna, dana, tapaha, that karma is important for both bubukshus and mumukshus. Whether he wants to go for higher lokas or he wants to gain moksha, for both it is important. Chitta se shuddhaye karma. So after enjoying swargaloka, this person returns. And what is the route for his return? Akasham abhinishpadyante. He comes to akasha in an invisible form. Akashad vayum, he comes to vayu. Then vayoho vrishtim, from vayu he comes to rainy waters. And from vrishte he prithivim, from rain to earth. And then prithivim prapyam annam bhavanti, from earth he enters the plants. And from the plants, you remember, plant means the jiva identified with plant shariram. Actually, within the plant jiva, plant also has jiva. So within the plant jiva, another jiva shariram enters from the rains. So just as a mother has got the jiva inside, mother has the jiva herself, and the jiva enters into her womb, like the child. And what is the difference between mother jiva and baby jiva? Mother's jiva is identified with mother's body, and baby jiva is identified with baby's shariram. All these are all discussed elaborately in Brahma Sutras. For example, when you cut a vegetable, for example, there is a plant, you cut the vegetable, and which jiva will get the pain? All these discussions come there. Then te punaha purusha agnau huyante. From the plant kingdom, the jivas enter the male body, the productive male body. Productive male is called retasik in Brahma Sutra. So one who gets married and transfers the jiva to beget a child. So that is why we said productive male. Then alone transference can take place. So from there to Yoshagnav, to the female body. So from female body, they are born into this loka in the form of a full-fledged human being. So after a long tour, they come back to the Manushya loka. So, evameva anu parivartante. Having come to Manisha Loka, they do yajna, again dana, tapas and all that. So, the cycle continues. So, within this, the Krishna Gati and Krishna Gati sadhanas and Ado Gati are also over. Then the teacher concludes, suppose there are jivas who do not do any karma or upasana. So non-performers of karma and upasanas will go to adogati, lower janmas like kitaha, worms, patangaha, moths, and dandashukam, the biting insects like mosquitoes. They'll be born like that. So with this, the brahmanam is concluded and the other four questions also have been answered. So we should remember, we are in Panchagni Vidya. What route they take after death was the question asked by Jaivalim to Shvetaketu. So it is answered through Krishna Gati and Shukla Gati. These are the roads. And how do they return? It was answered as Akasha to Vayu, Vrishtigi, Prithivi, Oshadi, Purusha, three, that entire stages. And why is the higher lokas not overpopulated? That was another question. The answer was because people want to come back quickly. Very few people perform karma and upasana. If they have done, they would be staying in Brahmaloka for a long time. But they are busy returning as insects and worms and mosquitoes. Most of them in lower forms. And a few who go up also have to come back after their punya is exhausted. And the fourth question was about Panchagni Vidya. That question was already elaborately answered. We have already seen that. And the fifth question is, what are the sadhanas for the two gatis? That is karma and upasana. So with this, the Panchagni Vidya topic is over. Now we are going to the next brahmanam. This is called Srimanta Brahmanam. 6.3.1. So in the second brahmanam of the sixth chapter, we just completed. We had a dialogue between King Pravahana Jaivali and Gautama. And through this dialogue, karma, karma palam, upasana, upasana palam, they were all discussed. And one of the well-known upasanas also was given, namely Panchagni Vidya. Okay. Or upasana, whichever way you got. So since it talks about karma palam, the second brahmanam is known as karma vipaka, vipaka brahmanam. Karma vipaka brahmanam. Karma vipakaha. So our karma pala brahmanam. Here the word karma includes upasana also. So karma upasana pala pratipadaka brahmanam. So this brahmanam reveals karma and upasana palams. Okay. Karma palam being what? Krishna marga dwara swarga prapti. And upasana palam is Shukla Marga Dwara Brahmaloka Prapti. Here, the word Krishna Marga is not used here actually. It is called Dhuma Margaha since it starts with Dhuma Devata. And Shukla Gati is called what? This we have in the last class I said yesterday, Archiradi Margaha. Actually, Acharya Shankaracharya and his Bhashya, he doesn't use Shukla Gati at all. It is only Gita, in the Gita, each chapter only those things are all given. But here it is Archiradi Marga. So with this, the second brahmanam is over. Now in the third brahmanam, which deals with the ritual, this ritual is called the Srimanta Karma. And therefore Srimanta, that mantra, second tha, Srimanta Karma, that is a Pratipatakatvada, this is called the Srimanta Brahman. And this ritual is for wealth. So the Shri Praptyartham or Dana Praptyartham. And the question is, why should not one get wealth when one is interested in moksha? Why should one get at all wealth? There is no need for wealth at all if somebody is interested in moksha. Why should a mumukshu be after wealth? That question will come. And Acharya very nicely answered it in his Taittiriya Bhashyam, in Sikshavalli, where there is a particular ritual called Avahanti Homa. There it is essentially for Dana Prapti. Avahanti Vitanvana Kurvana Chira Matmanaha. So that portion talks about this, where he says, Dhanam Karmartham, Karma Chitta Shuddhyartham, and Chitta Shuddhihi Jnanartham, and Jnanam Mokshartham. So wealth is required to do noble karma. Pancha Mahayajnas, Pancha Mahayajna Rupa Karma, Karma Anushtanartham, Vittam Apekshitam Bhavati. So why do we do noble karma? For Chitta Shuddhi. Why Chitta Shuddhi? For Jnanam. And why should one have jnanam? For moksha. And why moksha? It is ananda, infinite ananda. And finally, why should one have ananda? Because it is my swarupam. I want to have knowledge of my swarupam. Therefore, even a mumukshu requires wealth. Therefore, Shankaracharya, in his introduction to this Brahmanam, he gives the idea, upasanam swatantram, karma dhanatantram. That is, performance of upasana does not require any assistance. I can sit just in a corner and go on to meditation. Upasana is manasa vyaparaha. One can gain this without single paisa expenditure. Whereas karma cannot be done by a poor person. It requires a lot of money to do all these big, big yajnas and all that. One has to buy materials, give dakshina, involve sannadhanam, vastradhanam, godhanam, kshetradhanam, swarnadhanam, so many dhanams are there. Therefore, karma, dana tantram, and tantra means it is karma, dana tantram. So the dependence always. So karma depends on dana. And upasana is independent wealth. So in the previous Brahmanam, karma has been talked about, and therefore in this Brahmanam, money, wealth is talked about for performance of karma. So this is, and what does this karma involve? And this is the background for the Srimanta karma. And what is the karma involved? Here, the ritualist has to eat a type of food which is made in a paste form called mantaha, made out of grains and fruits. So this paste is made up of grains and fruits. The grains are all, they are specified. And the seeker has to make a paste out of prescribed grains and also allowed fruits. He cannot use any fruit or any grain. He has to do a homa. And at the end of the homa, he has to eat the paste. This is the ritual in brief. Therefore, two things are involved in this ritual. Mantha, eating. Mantha is the paste that is eating. For what purpose? Shri Praptyartham, wealth, for getting wealth. So joining these two, Shri is the phalam, wealth is the phalam, and mantha is involved as the sadhana. Therefore, ritual is called Shri Mantha Karma. Shri Praptyartham, Mantha Prashana Karma, eating mantha. So this is the ritual prescribed in the Karmakanda. And this ritual, and again, Karmakanda, even though Upanishad, we have so many these things, Upanishad is Jnana Pradhanam. Karmakanda is karma pradhanam. This is jnana pradhanam. Jnana pradhanam means predominantly it is jnana, but topic is the jnanam, but there are so many other things are also discussed. So this ritual involves four stages. One, first stage is called sambharaha, or a preparation. Second stage is the homa, the actual oblation or offering in the fire. And the third stage is called prashanam, the ritualistic eating of the paste, mantha. And fourth is the japa or mantra avritti. And the first stage, namely sambharaha, here one chooses an auspicious day in Uttarayana Shukla Pakshaha. The Uttarayanam Shukla Paksham. And a nakshatram which has a masculine name, Pullingaha, like Hasta Nakshatram. Hasta Nakshatram is a Revati. So here Hasta Nakshatram is Pullinga. So he has to live on milk alone for the preceding 12 days. Such vratam is called Upasad Vratam. He has to be in Upasad Vrata for 12 days. And the 13th day must be chosen as a good day of the Uttarayana Shukla Paksha Pullinga Nakshatra Yukta Divasa. That is the 13th day. Uttarayana Shukla Paksha Pullinga Nakshatra Yukta Divasa. 13th day should be that. Then he has to get the materials for the ritual. There should be a vessel in which he has to prepare the paste called chamasaha, made out of fig tree, udumbara tree. Then second part is he should have a churning rod which he has to make the paste. So the churning rod is called upamanthani, made up of udumbara tree again. Then the third he needs, the third material he needs is the ladle, the spoon with which to do the oblation. This is also made up of udumbara tree, called Sruvaha. And the fourth part is the twigs or the Idmaha, the fuel for kindling the fire. Therefore, Chamasaha, Upamantani, Sruvaha, Idmaha are all four of them made out of Udumbara tree, fig tree. Udumbara tree is fig tree. In Tamil, they call it Attimaram. This is called fig tree. Then one has to put 10 types of grains, which are prescribed here. And the commentators, they say, minimum 10 types of grains needed. One can use more also, which are allowed grains, not any grain. It could not be from a wild plant. It should be from allowed grain. There's a list. And then he has to add the allowed fruits also, not any wild fruits. So this is the second part of the preparation. And clarified butter or ghee are purified in ritualistic manner that is required for the homas. And how to purify? Shankaracharya says, the people who know the ritual, they only know the method, because everybody don't know the method, doesn't know the method. People who are habitually doing all these yajnas, agnihotras and all, they know how to purify the ghee, because the method is given for some other yagas for all these things, so which has to be followed here also. And then one has to prepare the altar or the yaga vedi for the fire ritual, which is mud platform in which the homa kunda is made. And for this also there are mantras to be chanted. For everything there are mantras. For cleaning, one should not use the ordinary broomstick. A special one made out of darbha grass is used. Then he has to plaster the yajna vedi with mud or cow dung. So pari samuhanam, this is called. That is sweeping. And pari lepanam, that is plastering with that sandal, with the cow dung paste. In our villages and all, it's not very common. Then one in the houses we always do. Then one has to, and when I was a child, I have done myself also. So one has to prepare the homa kunda properly. And then that's paristharanam. He has to put the darbha grass on all the four sides of the homa kunda with proper mantras. And those mantras are not given here, but for every one of the mantras are there. And Acharya says they have to be borrowed from the other yajnas, other rituals. They are fundamentals, like those Vedantic terms given in Tattva Bodha, which are all fundamental terms. Thereafterwards, one has to kindle the fire. This is called Agni Upasamadhanam. All these are all there in the mantras. And the fire in which the ritual is done is known by various technical names. They talk about five types of fire, like Garhapati Agni, Ahavani Agni, and all that. And the fire in which the Srimanta Karma is done is called Avasatya Agnihi. It is given in the mantra itself, Avasatya Agnihi. So up to this, this is the Sambhara Avastha, first preparation, stage one. And the second stage is the Homa, in which one has to offer ghee in the fire. And the palam is given as Mahatvam. If one wants to become a Mahan, here Mahatvam is being great in terms of prosperity. And now comes the second part, the Homa. He has to offer ghee as oblation, chanting a particular mantra. And when we look at the various mantras, we find all of them represent various glories of the Prana Devata, like Jeshtatvam, Shreshtatvam, Vasishtatvam, Pratishtatvam, Ayatanatvam, Prajaditvam. We have seen all of them earlier. Therefore, Acharya says that this ritual should be done by a Prana Upasaka, which was discussed in the first Brahmanam of the sixth chapter. And after every oblation, there is a small gap. First you say, Soma Yaswaha, Prajapati Yaswaha, and before you do the next one, there's a small gap. And between the two chantings or offerings, in that gap, this person will be holding the spoon, the ladle, containing with which he did the homa outside the homa kunda. And since he has offered ghee into the fire, some ghee will be sticking onto this ladle or this ruva, which will be trickling down. But he cannot let this trickle down on the floor. He has to keep the mantra paste, the vessel containing mantra paste, between the fire and himself, and has to hold this ladle just above that vessel so that it trickles into that vessel. The ghee will be trickling into that mantra in the vessel. So this process is called Avasramsa Avanayanam. These are all there in the mantra. Allowing the trickling ghee to fall into the mantra paste. And like that, he has 20 oblations. This is the homa part. And second stage, that is the second stage. And the third stage, this is called Prashana, which involves also three stages. He has to eat that paste. One is called Abhimarshanam, that paste in which the ghee has trickled. It is mixed up and touched, chanting some mantra. He has to mix it and touch it, chanting certain mantras. Then unnayanam, he has to lift the vessel up, and he has to lift the, after mixing the paste, he has to lift it up and divide that paste into four parts. Each part should be one mouthful. He cannot make one very big part and small. No, it should be all four mouthfuls. Chatvaraham grasaha, mouthful. That means the mantham, the mantha paste, should be prepared only that much amount. He cannot say, okay, I will have a lot of them and distribute it later as prasadam to others. No. Then he has to lift it up and chant some mantras. And finally, prashanam, he eats. These are the three stages. Then he is, so preparation, homa, and eating. Eating of the paste. And he is supposed to sleep in the yagashala only. Procedures are there. And next day morning, after sandhyavandana karma and all that things, he chants a special Surya mantra. And then again, he comes back to the Yagavedi and do japa. And the japa mantra consists of the Guru Shishya Parampara Vamsha Japaha. So with that, the Srimanta karma will be over. So Sambaraha, Homam, Prashanam, and Japa. Now we will go to the mantra, but that, because whatever I have described now is a procedure. Now let us see how the mantras say all this. Mantra 6.3.1. Sa eka kamayeta mahat prapnuyamiti udagayana apuryamana pakshasya punyahem twadashaham upasad vrati bhutva audumbare kamsem chamaseva sarvaushadham phalaniti samvrityam parisamuhyam parilipyam agnim upasad upasam upasamadayam paristiryam parist avrtham ajyam samskrityam humsa nakshatrenam mantam sanniyam juhoti. These are all procedures, instructions. After this, we get the preparatory stage. The Uttarayana Shukla Paksha, choosing auspicious day with male nakshatra. That is why it is all said here actually. Humsa nakshatrena, the male nakshatra, and get all the materials, sweep the floor, plaster, prepare the homakundam, kindle the fire, do the paristaranam, all that thing properly, get the samskrita ajyam. Ajyam means the purified ghee. And one point is, saha yaham kamayetam mahat prapuniyam, one who wants to become a mahan, let him do this. So mahatva palam is said here. And Acharya interprets mahatvam as great in terms of wealth, prosperity. And according to context, the mahatvam here, in this case, according to this context, mahatvam means dhanitvam, dhani. So a person becomes a dhanavan, becomes wealthy, being great in prosperity. And second part, next is homa, given in the next mantra. Yavanto devaham tvayi jata vetaham tiryancho gnantim purushasya kaman tebyoham bhagadeyam juhomim te ma triptaha sarvai kamai starpayanto swaham. He's doing homam now. He has to offer oblation into the fire with ghee, chanting this mantra, which is directed towards those devatas who are obstructing his prosperity. They don't want him to be prosperous. So here those devatas are called Tiryak devatas. Those who come across, who cross, Tiryanchaha devataha. So he wants to proceed. They are standing in front and obstructing him. Since they obstruct, they don't like us for any reason, for whatever reason those devatas may not like us. Therefore, I cannot talk to them because, you know, they don't like me. There's no point in my talking to me. Therefore, we take Agni Devata as the mediator and say, hey, Agni, hey, many devatas are obstructing me, but they are under your control. Even though they are obstructing me, they are under your control. So you go to the boss, the super boss. Tvayi. They will listen to you, and so you be a mediator. And for those devatas who are obstructing devatas, bhagadeyam juhomi, I am offering these oblations through you. Special oblation I'll give them. I am pacifying those devatas, pacified by my efforts. Let them fulfill my desires. So ma kamehi tarpayantu. Let them please me with fulfillment of my desires by not obstructing. I am pleasing them through oblations, and let them please me by fulfilling my desires. So that is the prayer here. As you know, Krishna said, Devan Bhavayatanena, Te Devaha Bhavayantuvaha, Parasparam Bhavayantaha, Shreyaha, paramavapsyata. So offer oblations after saying the first mantra. And then next one. Yat tirasci nipadyateham vidarani yiti tam tva gritasya dharayam yeje samradhani maham swaha. And among the, all the obstructing devatas, there is a union leader. One is the most powerful guy. This is called Tirasti Vidharani Devata. That's the name also for him, the mantra itself. So Tirasti Vidharani Devata. So he is very powerful guy who is behind all problems. He is the ring leader. And for that leader devata, I am offering this special oblation through, what is that? See, Gritasya Dharaya Ejet. I am just to put, it is not just only one swaha. I put a dhara, I put pour ghee to him specially through the stream of ghee, the consoling factor. And that devata is also under your control, O Agni Devata, so nipadyate. And therefore I worship that devata through oblations so that no obstruction can come to me. Swaha, again another oblation. Mantra 6.2. Jeshta yaswaha am. Sreshta yaswahetim agnau hutvam mante samsravam avanayatim pranaya swaham vasishta ye swahetim agnau hutvam mante samsravam avanayatim vache swaham pradishta ye swaheti agnau hutvam mante samsravam avanayatim chakshushe swaham sampade swahetim Agno hutvam mantem samsravam avanayatim srotraya swaham ayatanaya swahetim agno hutvam mante samsravam avanayatim manase swaham prajatyai swaham agno hutvam mante samsravam avanayatim retase swahetim agno hutvam mante samsravam avanayatim. Some more oblations are given, offerings, homa. Firstly, we have five pairs of oblations. We have five pairs of oblations now, like Jeshtaya Swaha, Sreshtaya Swaha, all that thing. And between the pairs, he has to keep the ladle just above the manta paste so that the ghee will trickle into that paste. This is called Samsrava Avanayanam. That is why we are seeing that mantra repeated in every line. That is not an incidental thing, and that is part of the ritual. It's a conscious ritualistic process. And all the namas, they refer to the prana's glory only. Jeshtaya, Shreshtaya, Vasishtaya, Pratishtaya. So all those things, Pratishtaya, Swaha. That is why Shankaracharya makes an observation that this ritual should be done only by whom? By a prana upasaka. And the mantra, mante samsravam avanayati, that is repeated after every oblation, every offering. Then after five pairs of offering, there is a last offering. It's not a pair, but one offering, retase swaha. Here afterwards, the oblations are to be singled. This is the ritualistic part. Then comes again further offerings also. Mantra 6.3.3. Agnaye swaheti agnau hutvam mante samsravam avanayatim somaya swaheti agnau hutvam mante samsravam avanayatim bhuswaheti agnau hutvam mante samsravam avanayatim bhuvaswaheti agnau hutvam mante samsravam avanayatim swaswaheti agnau hutvam mante samsravam avanayatim bhurbhuvaswaheti agnau hutvam mante samsravam avanayatim Brahmane swaheti agno hutvam mante samsravam avanayatim kshatraya swaheti agno hutvam mante samsravam avanayati bhutaya swaheti agno hutvam mante samsravam avanayatim bhavishyate swaheti agno hutvam mante samsravam avanayatim vishvaya swaheti agno hutvam mante samsravam avanayati sarvaya swaheti agno hutvam mante samsravam avanayati prajapataye swahetyagno hutvam mante samsravam avanayati. Some more oblations are mentioned here. These oblations are single ones, not in pairs like earlier, where various devatas are worshipped. After each oblation, mante samsravam avanayati is repeated. The ghee trickles into the manta chamas. that patram containing the paste. Various devatas are mentioned, and we will not go into the details of all this, all those names of devatas and that. Only a couple of them we will mention. One is Bhutaya Swaha, another is Bhavishyate Swaha. He invokes the devatas of the Bhuta Kalam, past, and Bhavishyat Kala. So even Kala devatas are invoked here because they influence our lives. In addition to all the other devatas, Kala devatas are also included. That's why I specially mentioned only those two. So all the devatas are invoked in this mantra. Mantra 6.3.4. Atainam abhimirshatim brahmadasim jvaladasim purnamasim prastabdamasim ekasabamasim kinkritamasim kinkriyamanamasim udgitamasim udgiyamanamasim Shravitamasim, Pratyashravitamasim, Ardrem, Sandeeptamasim, Vibhurasim, Prabhurasim, Annamasim, Jyotirasi, Nidhanamasim, Samvargositi. So with the previous mantra, the second part of the Homa is over. Now the third part, namely eating the manta paste. And that involves three stages. One is, they cannot just eat it. It's all a procedure. First stage is, before eating, one has to mix the ghee that has trickled. Take a churning rod, upamanthani, and mix it with the paste well. And thereafterwards, touch the paste, which is called abhimarshanam. And touching the paste, again, he has to chant mantras. He invokes prana devata into the paste, just like invoking God in Saligrama or Shivalinga. And the prana devata or Hiranyagarbha devata is invoked into the mantra, into the paste. Hiranyagarbha being samashti includes all vyashti devatas. So all devatas put together is Hiranyagarbha. So we saw in Kathopanishad, Adityar Devatamayi. Hiranyagarbha is all devatamaya. All Chakshur devata, Shrotra devata, Rasana devata, all of them put together is Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, in this mantra, he points out that you, the Hiranyagarbha, are everything. You are all. That is why asi comes in all of them. You are that. You are this. All that. Just as in Sandhyavandana Karma, we have a very beautiful mantra. Apo va gidakum sarvam vishwa bhutanya pa pranava apa pashava apo annama apo mridama apa samrada apo virada apa charada apa chanta gishya apo jyoti gishya apo yaju gishya apa satyama apa sarva devata apo bhurbhu vasuvara apa om. In apaha, the waters, Hiranyagarbha is invoked as the samashti of prana, pashavaha, annam, amritam, samrat, virat, all of them are invoked in the waters. Therefore, when I drink that water, even though it may be one small uddharani water, I am invoking Hiranyagarbha in mind. The only difference is what? In Sandhyavandanam, we invoke Hiranyagarbha in waters. In this context, in the mantha paste. Mantha is the locus, alambanam, in which Hiranyagarbha is invoked. Just as Sarvatma Tattvam is seen on the spoonful of water, so also the Sarvatma Tattvam is seen upon this paste. Therefore, he addresses the paste as Brahmadasi. Like Vayu, you move all around. Brahmat means moving around. Chalana Ruposi and Jvaladasi. Like fire, you are effulgent, jvala, radiant. All Sarvatmakatvam. Tvam Vayu Ruposi. Tvam Agni Ruposi, Tvam Purnamasi. The paste is not Purnam, but Hiranyagarbha is invoked on the paste is Sarvatmakaha Purnam. Because the definition of Hiranyagarbha is what? Samashti Sukhma Prapancha, Sarva Devatmakaha. So all devatas put together is Hiranyagarbha. And the next one is Prasthabdamasi, motionless, still like Akasha. So Nishkampa, so Chalana Vajitaha. Earlier it was said chalana ruposi. So you are chalana ruposi means you are the movement. Here chalana varjitosti, without movement. Yekasabamasi. Yekasabha means you are yekasabaha. Yekasabha, like a vast assembly hall, sabha, in which the whole world can be accommodated. So Vishwadharahasi. And him kritamasi. Him kriyamanamasi. Him kritamasi, him kriyamanamasi. the Hinkara, the name of the mantra chanted by a Samavedi in the Yagas, like Om, it is him. He utters the sound him, the Samavedi. So you are that Hinkara, indicating you are the essence of Samaveda. And both Hinkritam and Hinkriyamanam, they both are same only. One is past, another is present. And then Udgitamasi and Udgiyamanamasi, Omkara chanted by a Samavedi, Udgitam. Because in Samaveda, Omkara is chanted loudly in a special manner. So Udgita means Udgushya Gayati. So chanted in a high pitch. And Sravitamasi, Pratyashravitamasi, chanted by an Ijurvedi in Yagas, in Taittiriya Upanishad, Apyoshravayetyashravayanti. So therefore, these are all technical words used in the ritualistic language. Therefore, Shravitam and Pratyashravitam. Really speaking, it is a mantra chanted by an Ijurvedi asking permission for doing the ritual. So asking permission is called Shravitam. And when the head priest gives the permission, that is called Pratyashravita. And there are all methods for all of them. Therefore, you are Samaveda, you are Yajurvedi. So then, Ardre Sandiptamasi. You are the one shining amidst waters. Ardre. Ardre means wet. Here, Jalam. Wet means Jalam. And what is that shining amidst waters? Shankaracharya says, it is like the lightning. When the water-bearing clouds are there, lightning comes. Therefore, you are the one shining as lightning amidst the clouds in the sky. In short, you are the lightning. Then Vibhuhu, you are the all-pervading one, Vyapakahasi, omnipresent. And Prabhuhu, you are omnipotent, one who is all-powerful, Samarthahasi. Then Annamasi, you are the food, you are the one which is the Bhogya Prapancha, the entire universe of experiences. Annam here means entire universe of experiences, Bhogya Prapancha. Jyotihasi, you are the conscious principle, which is the experiencer also, Bhoktru Prapancha. So Annam, Bhogya Prapancha, Jyotihi, Bhoktru Prapancha. And finally, Nidanamasi. Nidana means Layasthanam, where everything resolves, or the resolution ground. And Samvargahasi, you are the resolver also. Therefore, you are the destroyer and you are the ground of destruction. In short, you are everything. You are Vishwarupaha or Samashti Rupaha. Thus, Pranatattvam is invoked on the paste. And when the invocation is done, what should he do? Atha Yenam Abhimrishati. Actually, that is said in the beginning of this mantra, in the first line. They tell this, so mantras touching, Abhimrishati, by touching this paste, a person should recite all these mantras. And what is the next step now? He has to now lift it. He has done all that thing with the paste. He has to now lift it. Next mantra. Ata yenam yenam ujjachatim amam sim amam hite mahi sahi rajeshanaha adhipatihi samam rajeshanaha adhipatim karotviti atha yenam udyachati. Thereafter he has to lift the chamasa patra containing the paste, the bowl in which the mantra paste is there, and again he addresses prana tattvam in that, invoked in the mantra and the paste. And how does he address? Amam si te mahi amam hi. These are all Vedic Sanskrit. You cannot find any meanings for any of them in any dictionary. Thank God, Al Shankara wrote the commentaries and many acharyas, they understood the commentary and clarified to us and explained to us. Amamsi means janasi, you know all. You are omniscient. So earlier omnipotent, omnipresent, now omniscient. And te mahi amamhi, glory of mahatvam, your glory is mahatvam. Amamhi, we are aware of your glory. And who are you? Sahi Raja Ishanaha Adipatihi. You are the king, Raja, and supreme ruler of the universe, Adipatihi, to whom he tells, all are said to him, looking at the paste. He doesn't see the paste, he sees Prana Tattvam. So Upasya Devata, that's what he is seeing, and he is saying all that to that. And having glorified, he asks for a boon. For all these glorifications are for what? For asking for a boon. సహ మాం రాజా ఈశానః అధిపతిం కరోతు. మే యూ మేక్ మీ ఆల్సో ఎ గ్రేట్ కేపబుల్ రూలర్. అధిపతి ప్రాస్పరస్ వన్ రాజా. హెన్స్ దిస్ రిచువల్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ శ్రీమంతః. బికాస్ వన్స్ ఐ బికమ్ అన్ ఎంపరర్, శ్రీ రాజ్యశ్రీ, దే ఆల్ బికమ్ నాచురలీ టు మీ. Therefore, he asks for prosperity indirectly. Let me become a king and enjoy all the wealth. And having done this prayer, he divides the paste into how many parts? 4 mouthfuls. Even at the preparatory level, he should know how much paste is to be made, so that it will be exactly 4 mouthfuls only. Then he has to chant the following mantras and eat. What are those mantras? We will read mantra number 6. అతయినమాచామతి తత్సవితుర్వరేణ్యం మధువాతాదితాయతే మధుక్షరంతి సింధవః మాధ్వీర్న సంతోషదీహి భూస్వాహ ఆం భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి మధునక్తము తోషసః మధుమత్పార్థివ గుమ్రజః మధుద్యౌరస్తున పితా భువస్వాహ ఆం ధియోయోన ప్రచోదయాత్ మధుమాన్నో వనస్పతిః మధుమాగుమస్తు సూర్యః మాద్వీర్గావో భవంతునః సస్వాహేతీం సర్వాంచ సావిత్రీమన్వాహం సర్వాశ్చ మధుమతీః అహమేవ ఇదం సర్వం భూయాసం భూర్భువస్వస్వాహ ఆం ఇత్యంతత ఆచమ్య పాణీ ప్రక్షాల్య జఘనేన అగ్నిం ప్రాక్షిరా సంవిశతీం పరాదరాదిత్యముపతిష్టతే దిశామేక పుండరీకమసీ అహం మనుష్యాణాం ఏక పుండరీకం భూయాసమితి యథేతమేత్య జగనేన అగ్నిం ఆసీనో వంశం జపతి. నౌ కమ్స్ ది యాక్చువల్ ఈటింగ్ అండ్ ఈటింగ్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ నాట్ ఎనీ లంచ్ ఆర్ ఎనీథింగ్ దట్ పేస్ట్ అండ్ వైల్ ఈటింగ్ హీ హాస్ టు చాంట్ దీస్ మంత్రాస్ and 4 mantras are there and each one ends with swaha. Swaha means he is not offering anything to the agni, he is eating. Swaha is for eating. So after chanting the swaha he has to eat. So these mantras are famous mantras. Tatsavitur varenyam, that is the first pada of Gayatri mantra, that has to be chanted, which is part of the. So and savithu varenyam pargaha, savithu, that's the full mantra is Savitha Devata, sun god, Varenyam, holy, sacred. Bargaha means effulgent. I meditate upon the holy effulgence of Surya Devata. So he chants the first part, Tat Savitur Varenyam, and thereafter he does what is known as Madhuvata Ritayate. This is a famous mantra called Madhu Mantra, chanted in many rituals. So Madhu literally means honey, but in this context it is holy, beautiful, auspicious and all that. So through this mantra one prays that let everything around me be holy, sacred and pleasing. Let the weather be holy, let the water be sacred, people be sweet, one who gives happiness. So exactly like Bhadram Karnebhi Shrunuyama Devaha, let everything in my life be happy, pleasing one. So if you take up in the morning, you know, wake up in the morning with this thought, let everything be sweet, everything be nice, let be a good day, how nice it will be every day, right? From morning coffee, it is going to be great. And what are those things? Vataha ritayate, madhuvata ritayate, let the wind blowing around be sacred, unpolluted air. Sindavaha madhuksharanti sindavaha, sindavaha madhuksharanti, let the waters flowing in the rivers be good, sacred, holy, unpolluted, life-giving. Then Oshadhi Madhvi Santu, let all the plants be sacred ones, blessing ones. And Bhuswaha, the first Vyakriti mantra. Actually, all these Vyakritis I am not explaining now because it's all we have seen in detail in the Shikshavalli, in the Taittiriya Upanishad. People can refer to that. They are all in the site, I guess. Swaha. Then comes the second mouthful, second pada of Gayatri, that is sang Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. I meditate upon the effulgence of sun god. Then again Madhu Mantra comes, Madhu Naktam Utoshasaha. Let both the day and night be holy, sacred, sweet. Naktam means night and Utoshasaha means day. Let the night and days are welcoming ones, nice for me. In fact, the entire life is nothing but a series of days and nights only. If both are welcoming ones, the whole life will be welcome. And Madhumat Parthivagum Rajaha. Parthivagum Rajaha, Parthivagum, that refers to Bhuloka. So let the world be auspicious to me. Bhūloka refers to the world, earth, be auspicious to me. And madhu dyauhu astu nah pita. Let the sky be auspicious to me, dyauhu. In scriptures, earth is visualized as mother and the sky as the father. And we are the products of earth and sky. So dyauhu pita. And the second vyakriti, bhuvaswaha, is uttered. Bhuvaswaha, bhuvaswaha. And the second mouthful is taken. Then the third mantra is now chanted. Diyoyona prachodayat. The third pada of Gayatri is chanted. Let the sun god activate yanlivan prachodayat. Yanlivan what? My intellect. Let me have viveka shakti, medha shakti, intelligence. And then the madhu mantra continues. Madhumano vanaspatihim. The soma plant used in yagas, nourished by the soma devata, moonlight. So soma latha, the creeper, considered as the king amongst plants. Why? Because that is used in soma yaga. So it is considered to be the king among plants. So it's a very sacred ritual. Since soma plant is king amongst plants, it is given the title vanaspatihi. The lord of plants. So let vanaspati be auspicious and sacred to us. And madhumagum astu suriha. Let the sun be auspicious to me. Madvi gavaha bhavantu. Let the cows, the elephants, those days they used to have elephants also in vomit loads. Horses and all of them, all those domestic animals. Be madhu, sweet to me. Then swaha, suva swaha, third vyakriti is uttered and the third mouthful is taken. So far what are the things done now? Gayatri was chanted, vyakriti was chanted, madhu mantras are over. And what is remaining? The fourth mouthful only has to be taken after chanting something else. For this Upanishad says, Sarvancha Savitrim Anvaha. One has to chant the whole Gayatri. Earlier one pada was chanted. Now the whole Gayatri is chanted. And not only that, Sarvascha Madhumatihi. The whole Madhu Mantra is also chanted. Aham Evam Idam Sarvam Bhuyasam. Let me become all. That means let me be one with Samashti Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha Aikya Praptihi. See the development. Samashti, Sukhma, first to learn to identify with the Samashti Stula Prapancha, Virat. Then with Samashti Sukhma Prapancha, the Hiranyagarbha. And then Samashti Ishvara, Karana Prapancha Ishvara. And later one can think of Aham Brahma Asmi if the stage is evolving in this manner. So the Chaturtha Pada Aikyam. So if the first three themselves are difficult for a person, how a person can go to the fourth one? Very difficult. So here we use the word pada. Because we use the word pada, the terminology has come from Mandukya Upanishad. We have seen that. And the fourth padam is called the Turiya Padam. We have seen that. Therefore, Vishwa, Virat, Aikya Upasana, Taijasa, Hiranyagarbha, Aikya Upasana, Prajna, Ishwara, Aikya Upasana. And after these three are done, for that person, Turiya Aikya Jnanam will be easier. I'm using the word very liberally, Turiya Aikya Jnanam. That is all coming from Mandukya Upanishad. So if these Upasana portions are skipped, Vedanta will not work easily. At least one should know the concept. That is why in Karma Kanda, there is a prayer. Aham Evam Idam Sarvam Bhuyasam. Let me become one with Hiranyagarbha. Then finally, Bhurbhuva Swaswaha. Earlier we said each Vyakriti separately. In the fourth step, all the three Vyakritis are chanted as Swa and Swaha of oblations are given. Ityantataham Achamyam. With this, the Prashana is over. And there is a formal conclusion also of the ritual. The rules are given. And maybe I can take maybe a few minutes, just to only complete that. So, Pani Prakshalyam, wash the hands, and Jaganena Agnim, he has to come to the western side of the Homakunda. He has to spend the whole day there. He should not come out. And then, Praksiraham Samvishati, he has to sleep there, only keeping the head in the east. the head on the eastern direction. Then having got up, Pratham, Adityam Pratitate, early morning, he has to do all the Sandhyandana Karmas and all that. And while doing, a special prayer is also offered. That is Disham Yeka Pundarikamasi. You are like the most attractive lotus in sky in all directions. Like there are many flowers, moons, stars, they are all like flowers. The quarters are like waters, all the directions. And among all, you are an outstanding lotus flower, Pundarikam. Eka Pundarikamasi, it's the name of a lotus. The white lotus, the lotus with white color is called Pundarikam. So Surya is also white, and therefore you are one shining, outstanding lotus flower. Eka Pundarikam, one shining, outstanding lotus flower. Hiranyagarbha is invoked as the Surya Devata, and Aham Manushanam Eka Pundarikam Bhuyasam. So you are that. Let me also become an outstanding personality among Manushyas. This is the extra prayer. And remember, in the society, outstanding person is like an emperor or a ruler, some of those. So let me become such a person, emperor or ruler, the greatest one in the world. Also, along with that, let me have wealth. We have to add everywhere that, or for everything, we have to add that thing, because this karma is called Srimanta Karma. This is the prayer which is done along with Sandhyavandana Karma outside the Homa Kunda. Then again, come back to the previous base place where he did the Homa. The next day, he has to continue the Homa. Yatetam Yetyam Jaganena Agnim Asinaha. He has to come to western side of the Homakunda. Jaganam means the Paschima Disha. This is the western side. And seated there, he has to chant the following mantras, which is the fourth stage of the ritual. So to refresh, what are the things we have done? First stage is Sambharaha, preparation. Second stage is Homa. Third stage is Prashanam, eating. Fourth stage is Japam, chanting the following mantras, seated on the western side. Therefore, he says, Asinaha Vamsham Japati. What Japam? Asinaha Vamsham Japati. Seated there, he is going to do Vamsha Japam, Guru Parampara, mentioning the names of the gurus of Srimanta Karma ritual, who are responsible for putting together this particular ritual. He is going to chant all the names as a mark of his respects to them. And we will do the Vamsha Japa part of it in the next class. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilinasya Yaparasa Maheshwaraha Sri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana. Stop the recording.